Acting Homeland Security Secretary warns of heightened threat environment. By Christina Wong on January 27, 2021. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released a National Terrorism Advisory System, NTAS, bulletin from the Acting Secretary warning of a heightened threat environment in the weeks after the inauguration. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists with objections to the exercise of governmental authority and the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives, could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence, the bulletin said. A bulletin is a type of advisory that describes current developments or general trends regarding threats of terrorism, versus an elevated alert, which is an advisory that warns of a credible terrorism threat against the United States, or an imminent alert, which is an advisory that warns of a credible, specific and impending terrorism threat against the United States. The bulletin comes as an increasing number of Republican lawmakers are questioning why thousands of National Guardsmen have been requested to remain in Washington, D.C., beyond the inauguration. The bulletin was issued January 27, 2021. And expires on April 30, 2021. The bulletin listed the following bulleted points. Throughout 2020, domestic violent extremists, DVEs, targeted individuals with opposing views engaged in First Amendment-protected, nonviolent protest activity. DVEs motivated by a range of issues, including anger over COVID-19 restrictions, the 2020 election results, and police use of force have plotted and on occasion carried out attacks against government facilities. Long-standing racial and ethnic tension, including opposition to immigration, has driven DVE attacks, including a 2019 shooting in El Paso, Texas that killed 23 people. DHS is concerned these same drivers to violence will remain through early 2021 and some DVEs may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. DHS remains concerned that homegrown violent extremists, HVEs, inspired by foreign terrorist groups, who committed three attacks targeting government officials in 2020, remain a threat. Threats of violence against critical infrastructure, including the electric, telecommunications and healthcare sectors, increased in 2020 with violent extremists citing misinformation and conspiracy theories about COVID-19 for their actions. DHS, as well as other federal agencies and law enforcement partners will continue to take precautions to protect people and infrastructure across the United States. DHS remains committed to preventing violence and threats meant to intimidate or coerce specific populations on the basis of their religion, race, ethnicity, identity or political views. DHS encourages state, local, tribal, and territorial homeland security partners to continue prioritizing physical security measures, particularly around government facilities, to protect people and critical infrastructure. Capitol Police has requested 5,000 National Guard members remain in Washington, D.C., after the inauguration, according to Army leaders. About 7,000 National Guard members were authorized after the breach of the Capitol building on January 6 by some pro-Trump supporters. That number was boosted to more than 26,000 for the inauguration on January 20, which occurred without incident. The National Guard presence is slated to reduce to 7,000 by the end of the month, and to 5,000 through mid-March. Two National Guard sources told Breitbart News the presence is due to Democrats' impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.